T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us here on the Stoney and Jansen program, Lions safety extraordinaire, the one, the only, Tracy Walker. How are you?
I'm great, and you? Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, thanks for coming on. First of all, I have to ask, did you watch episode 1?
I did.
All right, what'd you think?
It was a great episode. I just feel like Quato could have been on it, but, you know, hey, it was a great episode. You know what I mean?
There's 4 more to come. I mean, are right. We going to see you featured in any of these?
Hopefully. You know, I'm not in the directing and the producing, so, you know, I'm hoping that I am in it. So, you know, hey, I'm just here and just doing my job. You feel me?
When you see AG and Staley and even Coach Campbell, you know, for people who don't know them like you guys do, people that they're performing for the cameras and all that, but that's them, right?
Definitely. The camera is just recording them on everyday atmosphere. So, you know, they're just getting the best of it, and that's what's great about those coaches. They're not going to change just because the camera's on them.
Well, you're not directing Hard Knocks, but from your position at that safety position, you're directing a lot of this defense. What do you expect, you know, just some broad overview of this defense as you see it from the back end?
I definitely see us improving a lot. We were definitely last in a lot of categories last year. We definitely did. We finished off somewhere where we wanted to be, but beginning of the year, throughout the year, we didn't have the best outcomes. So I would definitely just see us improving on that aspect, and that's what we are here improving each and every day on.
What's different besides the formation? We hear, oh, now they're going to do a 4-2-5. X and O-wise, what's the biggest difference?
The guys. Man, the players on this team. Not saying that we didn't have a lot of guys that was here before, but it's just the guys here, man, the young, hungry athletes who are trying to win, trying to change that aspect of the same old Detroit Lions. So that's the great atmosphere that I'm dealing with right now.
In this scheme, that 4-2-5 scheme, how does it change any of your responsibilities?
Honestly, it really doesn't. I still do the same thing as that I'm supposed to, and I just got to go out there and make my plays. That's it. That's the easy part for me, is just going out there doing my job and continue to make plays.
Now, this guy was an offensive lineman in this league for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
His favorite part is like pancaking. Is your favorite part hitting somebody or making an interception?
You know, that's very hard. I like hitting. I like both. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy hitting people, but, you know, I like coming up with turnovers, too. That's what gets you paid. So it works both ways.
Well, talking about getting paid, you re-upped. Tell us a little bit about the decision to come back to Detroit.
Honestly, man, I just felt like this was home. From day one, I've always been loved and embraced by the fans. The coaching staff also had a huge play and role in me coming back. And so, with that being said, man, like I said, I didn't want to go nowhere where things have already been up for teams and organizations. I wanted to be a part of that change. And so I feel like that was one of the huge reasons why I wanted to come back. I wanted to be play an additional role to changing the aspect.
Now, a lot of fans look at athletes, especially now when college, with the mobility that the players have, and the NFL free agency has been around for a long time, and they don't necessarily understand sometimes the loyalty you'll have to a franchise, and they won't understand what that is or why you would have it.
Right.
A lot of it comes down to just, hey, what's the biggest paycheck? You mentioned that you had an opportunity to sign elsewhere, maybe for more money. I felt when I was drafted, like, in Washington, there was a loyalty I had because they gave me that opportunity. How much did that play into your decision?
Honestly, like I said, man, me and Detroit, we came to a common agreement. Other teams, like I said, they offer more. But like I said, who's to say I didn't like the coaches? Who's to say if I didn't like the players?
Yeah.
Like I said, here, I'm already home. I already know my players. I've been here 4 years. previously, and I love the coaching staff. I love the scheme. I loved everything about it. And like I said, I was only just scratching the surface last year. So the coaches knew what I was going to come back and bring and knew the amount of potential that I still haven't even unlocked yet. So for me, man, I just want to be the best that I could possibly be. Like I said, I don't try to do anything for all money. True enough, the money did play a role in it.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you know, I didn't care about the money. You know what I mean? I could be somewhere unhappy, but it could be one of the highest paid safeties in the NFL, and that's not what I'm about. You know what I mean? I'm all about happiness and trying to build my legacy.
Not to throw shade at anybody else, but would it be fair to say that if the administration and the coaching staff that you had your first 2 years were still here, you might not have come back?
No, I wouldn't have came back. I wouldn't have came back. Just being honest.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have came back.
So when you watch Hard Knocks, we talked about this, and you've mentioned the chemistry. How does that chemistry, how can it translate into wins?
Well, if you look at seven of our games last year, we were literally this close. When I say this close, by a field goal or less. So with that being said, man, it's just those little details. And like I said, with the young guys gaining experience last year, with us going through those tough losses and having to deal with those outcomes, I feel like it's a learning experience for everybody. And so coming back this year, we know how to handle those situations a whole lot better. And I feel like I said, everybody has came back ready to work, and we're constantly out here competing. And just the competition level just out here, just from last year and this year, it's night and day.
Now, AG gets a lot of the credit because he's the DC, but you guys are under Aubrey Pleasant, who people seem to love as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little about what it's like playing under him.
Man, AP is a great coach. He definitely is like a brother, but at the same time, he get in your ass when he needs to, which you respect out of. He's going to give you the harsh criticism, but he's going to give you your love and your flowers when you deserve it. So if you go out here and make a play, he's going to give you all the appreciation and love. He's not one of those coaches that's going to just, you're doing this wrong, you're constantly doing this wrong. Nah, he's going to give you your love when you need it, but he's also going to tell you when your ass is wrong. So
yeah, we saw that on the sideline last year, somebody, right?
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's a love-hate relationship, but he's a great coach, man, and I love him.
What are you seeing across the other side of the ball? New players, some new players, some guys just coming back from injury, but the talent in that wide receiver room is different. What are you seeing from your perspective?
The talent all across the offensive side is extraordinarily great, and honestly, the offense is at an all-time confidence is at an all-time high right now. Jared Goff is out, and he's throwing a rock better than I've ever seen him throw it. Honestly, he feels comfortable with all his weapons. Like you said, we got DJ Chark, who's bought into this system. He learned it really well, picked it up, and he's going to help us this year. And like I said, we got guys who have came back in from injuries and that are coming back and that are ready to play. So it's a great thing to see on that offensive side. And honestly, man, we just got to keep going. That's the main thing for us. We just keep going, keep building, and, you know, just keep growing and trying to build this brotherhood, trying to change that narrative that I was speaking about before.
You are cousins with one of the favorites around here, Darius Slay.
Yeah.
What did he tell you about here when you were drafted, and then how much advice has he given you throughout his career? Obviously, he had the big touchdown against you guys last year. He's never one to let you forget about that too either, right?
Yeah, well, last time I talked to Slay, we definitely talked trash amongst each other, and you know that's the first thing he talked about is, oh yeah, I'm gonna take another turnover back on y'all.
Yeah, game one.
Yeah, and so you know it's honestly, man, we always keep that competitive edge, and when I first got here, he was so ecstatic just to have me here, man. You know, it's very rare that you have family members that play on the same team, and so with that being said, when I first came in, him, Glover, and Quandre, they took me in, and really as a rookie, they helped guide me the right way. And so when I came in second year, I was ready to hit the ground running. And honestly, man, he just told me to stick it out. Basically, like I said, even when I was under the former regime, he just told me to stick it out because it's a brighter road at the end of the tunnel. So with that being said, man, I just tried to stick it out and do the best I could possibly do and control what I control.
Well, we heard that bright light at the end of the tunnel is a train.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my train was me jumping off to the next stop and staying here in Detroit. So,
We heard Jamal Williams talk about it in one of his speeches at the end of the game or motivational talk. How much do you guys, or how much does it motivate you that last year was a 3-win season, that you want to improve upon that? How much does that motivate you guys moving forward?
Well, of course, we definitely don't want to be satisfied with those results that we had last year. Like I said, when we look back at it, you know, we look at seven of those games and we were in it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's only really two games where we were just like, you know, literally we were just out of it in a sense. But for us, man, that's the motivation we need. That's the eye-openers we need. Like, and like I said, you know, we were trying to build that foundation last year. This year, we trying to build on that foundation. And, you know, the first layer has already been set. We've shown that we can compete with anybody and everybody we go out there and play with. Now we just got to finish the games.
Now, we saw Aiden do Billie Jean. We saw Rodriguez do a little dance. I'm sure there's going to be other stuff that they might show. What was your, you know, rookie, it's not song. Hazing, but song that you did?
Well, we had skits. I had to do, like, three skits. So my first skit, we clowned on the coaches, and so they didn't like that very well. So
they had no sense of humor that
I can only imagine how that went over.
Oh, man, it was bad. So we had to wake up 5 o'clock the next morning, had to redo that skit, made a whole another play, and, yeah, they still – everybody laughed, but it still wasn't what they wanted because we weren't acting. So I had to do three – I had to do another skit. I had to do three skits.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then he probably made you run up that hill.
You know what? We ain't going to talk about the last regime. Let's move on now.
We mentioned Aiden Hutchinson. And hopefully at some point we're going to get Romeo back. Charles Harris had a good year last year getting after the quarterback. How much does that affect you on the back end, knowing that, hey, eventually some of these guys are going to be able to get to the quarterback?
Man, that ball is coming out. That's what that means for me. That means more opportunities, more ops for me. So with that being said, I just got to be more detailed on my job and my assignment and just expect that ball coming out and go get it.
And you have a rookie safety from Illinois. How's Joseph looking?
Man, he's bought into everything that the coaches are trying to instill in him, and including myself. And like I said, he's learning, you know. He's learning really well. He's progressing really fast. And so he's going to definitely help us in the long run, for sure.
How are you helping a guy like Jeff Okuda, who's had 2 years of injury, and it's been a mental struggle, it's been a physical struggle? How can you, as one of the leaders on this team, help him get back on the field and excel when he is?
Well, key word, what you said is I'm a leader on this field. So with that being said, when the coach is not on there, I'm out there making sure he's always tapped in, making sure he knows what his assignment is, and making sure he's well and he's comfortable. Bottom line, you got to, as a leader, like you said, you got to know your players. You got to know who you're out there with on the field. And so I understand how to play with Jeff because I've been out there numerous times with him. And Jeff knows how to play with me. So with me being out there with him, man, he's always comfortable. He always knows what he's doing, and he's able to execute and do his job because he trusts me. It's a trust level between us. And that's the main thing with me as far as being a leader. I just want to make sure my teammates trust me just as well as I can trust them.
What do you love the most about being in Detroit, not away from football?
Honestly, man, I love Detroit simply because just the lakes. Besides the cold, you know,
from Georgia and went to school in Louisiana, so yeah.
Besides the cold, man, Detroit's beautiful. The weather is great. I feel like it's a lot of great people, and like, how can I say this? The message that Detroit is giving for people that is not around here is, oh, Detroit is the worst, is this, is that. And I've been here 5 years, man, and I've met some great people since I've been in Detroit. So I love Detroit. I bought a home here, and, you know, I enjoy every bit of it. The summers is great, but I just got to get past that
January, February, May.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's great, man. I love it.
January, February, go somewhere else for a little two-month vacation.
Oh,
and then,
for sure.
And then come back.
Or you could play all the way into February.
Though, that would be nice.
That would be great, but I still got to get away for them 2 months.
Absolutely. Tracy, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Good luck this season, and enjoy the rest of camp.
Hey, thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all for having me on the show.
All right. Tracy Walker, join us in the Stoney and Jansen program. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.